Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Paul Gerhardt knew a thing or two about poverty, about loss, and about affliction. Living through the ravages of the 30 Years' War, Gerhardt lost 4 of his 5 children to death before they reached adulthood. His wife died at an early age, leaving him widowed with a 6-year-old son. A staunch Lutheran, some would say rigidly so, he was driven from his call in Berlin when he refused to cease and desist preaching against the Calvinist. After his death, he was described as a theologian sifted in Satan's sieve. Gerhardt addressed his sole surviving son in his last will and testament with these words: "Do good to people even if they cannot pay you back." And there you might think that he would continue with something like this: "Because God will pay you back," or "God will reward you for your good deeds." Or, "If you do good to others, it will eventually come back and be done to you." But he says nothing of the sort. Instead, Gerhardt continues, "Because for what human beings cannot repay, the Creator of heaven and earth has already repaid long ago, when he created you, when he gave you his only son, and when he accepted and received you in holy baptism as his child and heir." Gerhardt knew what the Apostle Paul was talking about in this morning's text. We are rich because Christ became poor. And so we give, not in order to acquire, but because we are freed to give freely, generously, of all that we have, because the triune God has already donated to us all that we have. In our text from 2 Corinthians 8, the apostle is exhorting the Corinthians to generosity, not on the basis of what they do not have, but out of the bounty they have been given. Now, in his first epistle to the Corinthians, Paul posed the rhetorical question in chapter 4, "What do you have that you did not receive?" What do you have that you did not receive? The answer, of course, is absolutely nothing. Before the God who gives us all things with Christ, we can claim nothing as other than a gift. And so we confess, as we did a few minutes ago in the Catechism, that God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize it and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. All that we have and all that we are comes from the open hand of the God who made heaven and earth. And so when the Apostle Paul comes to talk about what we in the church now call stewardship, what does he do? He talks about Christ. No tactics to garner funds for holy causes that would make Tetzel blush. No schemes here to get money from the unwilling. Not even a synodically sanctified three-ring binder with everything that you need to know for a stewardship program. No tele-evangelist with a get-rich-by-giving scheme. No name-it-and-claim-it theology. None of that at all. Just Jesus. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Luther would call this the blessed exchange, or as one Latter-day theologian would coin it, the sweet swap. The Son of God and eternal heir of all things is born to be cradled in a borrowed crib and buried in a loaned-out grave, that you might be sheltered in his heavenly mansions. He is hungry and thirsty, that you might be filled with good things, satisfied and made content with his righteousness. He is accounted unrighteous, that you might be declared holy. He is made poor, that you might be rich. His generosity overcomes your greed, for in his death and resurrection there is always a surplus. With Jesus, there is always more. We give, not in order to get, but because we have received all things from him. It is only in Christ that we recognize our daily bread not as an achievement or an entitlement, but as a gift of the Father, who without any merit or worthiness in me, opens his hand to richly and daily provide me with all that I need to support this body and life. Out of God's abundance, we have become rich, and even more. In the words of Luther, God makes us to be daily bread one to another, with the readiness to give as God has first given to us. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.